So Shankara, in the 16th shloka, concluded Vicharam by telling that Aham ekopi sukshmascha jnata sakshi sad avyayah tadaham natra sandeho vicharah soyam idrishah. So this is Vicharam. What is Vicharam? Aham ekah, I am one alone, ekam eva advitiyam, beyond all dvaitam, beyond bhedam. Sukshmah, I am subtle. And then I am jnata, I am the knower, yet I am the sakshi. And I am sad existing and avyayam, immutable. And that I am, tad aham, there is natra samshaya, there is no doubt regarding this. Natra sari sandeha, vicharah soyam idrishah, this is vicharam. And then Shankara, like as I said, like Shankara continues with propounding about the nature of Atman. So the next few shlokas, even as the last shlokas that we have discussed ended with Vicharah Soyam Idrishah, so Shankara ends the next few shlokas with the group of words Kim Ajnanam Atah Param. Kim Ajnanam Atah Param. There is no ajnanam. There is no ajnanam. Just a second. Yeah, so Shankara says, Kim ajnanam atah param. So atah param kim ajnanam. Atah, therefore, paraha kim ajnanam. Paraha, other than this, kim ajnanam, what is ignorance? That means, other than whatever has been mentioned, other than what has been described, there is no other ignorance. That means this is the greatest ignorance. So, kim ajnanam ataha param. That means ataha, therefore, paraha ajnanam kim. What is ajnanam other than this? Which in turn translates to, this is the greatest ignorance. So, that means Shankara is pointing out the nature of the Atman and telling that it is like it is the experience of any person. So if a person thinks contrary to what Shankara says, then that is the biggest ignorance. That is ignorance. There is no other ignorance apart from it. So that would be, such an ignorance would be when a person doesn't know the Atma, when a person doesn't know the Self and gets deluded in the body and other entities. So Shankara ends also like, sorry, I didn't note it, but Shankara, it's not just the last quarter of the shloka, but the second line of the shlokas itself, starting from the 17th shloka which we are currently discussing until the 21st shloka, Shankara says tayor aikyam prapashyanti kim ajnanam atah param. Tayor aikyam prapashyanti, he tayoho, of those two, aikyam, equal identity, prapashyanti, he who sees. That means a person who sees those two as same, as one and the same, there is no ignorance other than that. So what are those two entities? So when we analyze the reality behind the world, as well as when we finally analyze the entities of the world, are in the entities which are our experience, we can split it into just two. So one is called Vrik, one is the seer, which is also the Sakshi, and the other is Drishyam, objects. One is the Jnata or the knower, and the other is Jnayam, object of knowledge. One is Sat, existence, the other is Mithya or Asat, unreal or illusory. One is Chit, one is consciousness, one experiences its own existence, one has Phuranam in the form I exist, the other is Jadam. Jadam means that which is insentient, that which cannot experience its own existence, therefore that which is not existent. So, and one is called Brahman, the other is called Jagat. और मिथ्या जगत, ब्रह्म सत्यम जगत मिथ्या, दैट इज व्हाट शंकरा सेज. सो व्हेन अ पर्सन फाइनली एनालाइजेस लाइक और स्क्रूटनाइजेस हिज experience realm, then he will come up only with these two entities. One is chit, the other is jadam. One is sat, one is mithya. One is brahman, the other is jagat. One is drit, the other is drishyam. One is nityam, the other is anityam. One is anandam, the other is dukkham. So these two entities of what we can call as atman or atma and anatma. So the atma as well as anatma. Anatma is everything other than the Atma or Brahman, and then the Atma is Satchidanandam, or what Shankara said in the previous shloka as Ahameko and all. And though we have these two entities which are distinct from one another, they can never be mixed. They can never be, a person can never get confused between those two. Yet it is a matter of one's experience that these two are merged or these two are mixed. That is what is called as adhyasam or superimposition. One is superimposed on the other. So the Atma is considered to be Anatma, the Anatma is considered to be Atma. So the Atma or the Self, nobody knows. That means it is not a matter of experience. And then the body is considered to be the self. That means self is superimposed on the body, and the other way also happens when a person thinks I as the body is the self. So such an adhyasam or superimposition or mixing of atma with anatma is a matter of experience for worldly people. So Shankara in his introductory commentary on the Brahma Sutram, which is called the Adhyasa Bhashyam. Any commentary, when a person starts, he has to explain, as we said, like the Vishayam has to be explained, one of the Anubandha Chatushtayam. So Shankara, before entering into Brahma Sutram, he explains as to what is the cause of why we should learn Brahma Sutra. So Shankara says that the reason why we should learn Brahma Sutra is we have Adhyasam. This adhyasam is anartha hetu. It is the cause of all anartham. Anartham, generally, anartham, the word means like accident or something similar to that. But here anartham means dukkham. So adhyasam is the cause of dukkham. How is adhyasam the cause of dukkham? I am the blissful self. Yet, I think myself as the body. I think myself as the mind. I think myself as the intellect. So when I think I am the body, then though I am blissful in nature, yet I am limited. I am non-eternal. I am always changing. I am subject to death, which means I am sorrowful. So though I am blissful in nature, yet I experience sorrow because of this adhyasam. So this adhyasam is what even Shankara in his Brahma Sutra, Adhyasa Bhashyam says, is caused out of ignorance. Adhyasam is nothing but ignorance. So Adhyasam is Naisargikoyam Lokavyavahara. That is what Shankara says in Adhyasa Bhashyam, introductory commentary to Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, that this Adhyasam is very natural, and like for people it is very natural. The people, it's an empirical usage. People are so used to this adhyasam that it is natural. Though their natural state is the self or atman or the atma, yet adhyasam is natural because of ignorance. So ask any person or ask yourself, who are you? The very next moment the answer would come, I am Aparna, or I am so and so. So it's a matter of one's it has become so natural that adhyasam, we consider ourselves as the body. So that is what is called as ignorance. As long as this ignorance is there, there will be dukkham. As long as dukkham is there, we will not be able to experience our own nature of anandam. But the moment we know that this adhyasam is there, then we have to do apavadam, negation. splitting of the anatma from the atma. Once we split the anatma from the atma, then what will happen? Then we will realize that anatma is anityam, anatma is asat, anatma is mithya, and atma alone is real. That means everything is the atman, which means atman alone exists. The atma or brahman alone exists. Atman alone exists. If atman alone exists, then I am that atman. If I am that atman, then I am bliss in nature. If I am bliss in nature, then I am content, I am satisfied, I am peaceful, I don't have anything else. I am ever blissful. I am the ever blissful atman. So that is what is the aim of Vedanta. The aim of Vedanta is removal of ignorance through knowledge. That means removal of adhyasam. So Shankara's these shlokas, starting with the 17th shloka until the 21st shloka, the 5 shlokas, say that though we have the two entities of Atman and Anatman, Jagat, the Anitya Vastu and the Nitya Vastu, yet we mix those. So a person who mixes those, that is what is called as ignorance, and he is called an Ajnani. So Shankara also explains or defines qualities for the Atman and Anatman to show that both are contrary in nature. So though they are contrary in nature, Uttama Prakashavad Virudva Svabhavayoho, Shankara says in Adhyasa Bhashyam that Uttama Prakashavad, like light and darkness, Virudva Svabhavayoho, Virudha Swabhavam, Atman and Anatman have Virudha Swabhavam, contrary nature, contradictory nature, yet we have Adhyasam, we see both as same. That is what is called as ignorance, that is what is called as Dukkham. The moment we analyze and find out that their natures are contrary as well as contradictory, then we'll be focusing, contemplating on our nature of Atman, blissful Atman, then that is what is called as Moksham. Such a person will be always immersed in thought about Brahman. He'll never be suffering. He will always be blissful. He'll always have Anandam. Then that is, he is a Jivan Mukta. He doesn't need anything in life. Things go on, yet he is ever blissful. So Shankara, in these 5 shlokas, Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti Kim Ajnana Mata Param, person who sees oneness between the Atman and Anatman, that is what is called as ignorance, and that such a person is called an Ajnani. That shouldn't be there in me as a sadhaka. The sadhaka who is learning this, I am the sadhaka who am learning this. So when I learn this, in order for me to get Aparoksha Anubhavam, I have to always contemplate. Both are different. The Atman and the Anatman are different. Once I know that, then I am not an Ajnani. I don't have Ajnanam. If I don't have Ajnanam, then I have Jnanam. If I have Jnanam, then I'll be realized. I'll get Aparoksha Anubhavam or Anandam. Ananda Anubhavam will happen. So Shankara starts it in the 17th shloka.
Atma vinishkalo hi eko deho bahubiravritah tayoraikyam prapashyanti kimajnanamataparam.
Atma vinishkalo hi eko. So Atma, Shankara gives two qualities of the Atman. Atman is ekaha. We have already said that Atman is one alone. There is nothing apart from the Atman, different from the Atman, either similar or dissimilar. So here ekaha, we can say that it is one entity. So there are no two Atman. That is what is meant there. That means Atman is one alone. There is nothing similar to Atman. There are no two Atmans. There is only one Atman. And vinishkalo. Nishkalam. Nishkalam means that which is without parts. So that which is without parts. So the Atman is without any parts. It is one and it is without any parts. Whereas he means alone. Atman's nature is vinishkalam. It is without any parts and one alone. Whereas the deha is bahubir
आवृतः बहुभिः आवृतः. आवृतः मीन्स् पार्ट्, बहुभिः मीन्स् मेनी. सो वेर् आस् द देहम् हेस् मेनी पार्ट्स्, सो द आत्मन् इस् वन्. आत्मन् डज़न्ट् हेव् एनी अदर् आत्मन् एस् वेल् एस् देर् इस् नो स्वगतभेदम् एस् वेल्. वेर् आस् द देहम् हेस् देहम् इस् हेस् मेनी पार्ट्स् येट् तयोर् ऐक्यं प्रपश्यन्ति. येट् पीपल् सी देर् ऐक्यं, देर् वन्नेस्, देट् इस् वाट् इस् काल्ड् एस् इग्नरेन्स्. सो द आत्मन् इस् एकः एण्ड् निष्कलं, निष्कलः. वेर् एस् देहः इस् बहुभिः एण्ड् आवृतः, मेनी एण्ड् वित् पार्ट्स्. सो शङ्कर कण्टिन्यूस् द सेम्. सो वी हेव् आलरेडि डिस्कस्ड् एस् टु हौ द आत्मन् इस् निष्कलम् आर् विदौट् एनी पार्ट्स्. सो वि वाण्ट् गो इन् टु देट्. One second. So Shankara continues. Atma niyamakashchantah deho bahyo niyamyakah tayoraikyam prapashyanti किमज्ञानमत परम. सो द वर्ड इन द पी डी एफ इज रॉन्ग. सो नियामक च अंतः, नियामकश्चान्तः, इट्स नॉट चांतः मा बट न न चांतक है, सॉरी चांतः. सो शंकर अगेन गिव्स टू क्वालिटीज ऑफ द आत्मन एंड सेज दैट द देह हैज कॉन्ट्ररी क्वालिटीज. सो आत्मा नियामक, Atma is the controller. We know that the Atma, the Atman controls everything. Atman rules everything. Atman owns everything. Why Atman controls everything? How Atman controls everything? How the Atman is the ruler? How the Atman owns everything? Because it is the only reality there. And the scriptures, Katha Upanishad says that the sense organs as well as the body works for the benefit of the Atman. What is the benefit? Benefit is Ananda Prapti. Sukham is the benefit. Though Sukham is never really got from sense sensual pleasures, yet it is seeking Sukham that the Anatmas function. The Anatmas can't function for itself. The Anatmas function for the Atman. So the Atman is the Atman is also the controller because it is a substratum of the illusion. Any substratum, any reality behind the illusion is the controller of the reality because that owns the illusion, that controls whether the illusion should be there or whether it shouldn't be there, everything, etc. So Atman is Niyamakaha, Atman is the controller, whereas Dehaha Niyamyakaha. Niyamyakaha means one who is controlled. So the Atman is the controller, whereas Deham is controlled by the Atman. Atman is Antaha, Niyamakaha Cha, Niyamakaha and, Cha means and, Antaha, it is internal, whereas Deha is Bahyam. We know that the Atman of the nature of consciousness is something which is internal. It's not something that is external like the body. The body is external, that means it can be perceived, it is gross, whereas the Atman is internal, meaning Atman is subtle. That's what Shankara said, Sukshmaha. The word Sukshmaha in the 16th shloka explains that the Atman is internal. So the Atman is internal, Atman is the ruler, controller, whereas Deha is external and being controlled. Yet people see them as one. There is no ignorance other than this. That is ignorance when a person sees both as one. So till now Shankara has given four qualities of the Atman. Atman is Vinishkalam, Atman is Ekaha, Atman is Niyamakaha and Atman is Antaha, internal. And Deham is contrary in nature. So he continues that. Atma Jnanamaya Punyo Deho Mamsamayo Shuchihi Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti Kimajnanamataparam. So again Shankara gives two qualities of the of the Atman. Atman is Jnanamayam. Jnanam here stands for not knowledge, but it stands for consciousness. So Atman is Jnanamayam, filled with consciousness. Why it is filled with consciousness? Because it is consciousness in nature. Aitareya Upanishad says the Mahavakya that Prajnanam Brahma. Brahma is, Brahman is of the nature of consciousness or Prajnanam. So the Atman is consciousness in nature. It is conscious in nature. It is sentient in nature. And Punyaha, it is pure. It is pure in all aspects. Dehaha, whereas the Deha is Mamsamayaha. Mamsamayam, full of flesh. Flesh, as we know, is gross. That which is gross and flesh is insentient. So, Atma is Jnanamayam, Deha is Mamsamayam. The apt word, in order, rather than Mamsamayam, would be like, we can translate Mamsamayam into Jadamayam. So, Atma is Jnanamayam, Deha is Jadamayam. Atma is Chaitanyam, whereas Deham is Jadam. Atma is Punya, whereas Deha is Ashuchihi. Ashuchihi means impure. How is the Deha impure? The Deha has 9 holes. 9 Dwaram. Navadware Pure Dehi. Krishna says in the 5th chapter, Navadware Pure Dehi. The Dehi lives in a house which has 9 entrances. So the 9 entrances of the body, 2 eyes, 2 nose, 2 eyes, so 2 nose, 2 ear, that makes it 6, 1 mouth, that makes it 7, and then the organ of procreation as well as organ of excretion, so that makes it total 9. So these the body has 9 dwaram, 9 opening, and out of all of these opening we have only impurity coming out. We all know what are the impurities in each of those. So, but the Atman, so Deham is Ashuchihi, Deham is impure, whereas Atman is pure. How can we say the Atman is pure? Purity. Impurity is when something other than oneself gets mixed with oneself. So we have a cloth which is black in color. When a thread white in color falls or mixes with this black cloth, then we call it as an impurity. Why it is an impurity? Because it is not part of the black cloth. But that means the white thread has to have contact with the black cloth in order for the black cloth to become impure. That means conjunction or samyogam. Association is required, contact is required, whereas we already know that the Atman cannot have any contact. We have discussed in the previous day that the Atman cannot have any contact. Since the Atman cannot have any contact, therefore it cannot have any impurity in it, therefore the Atman is pure. So Atman, so Shankara has given 2 more qualities of the Atman. Atman is Jnanamayam and Punyam, whereas Deham is Jadamayam or Mamsamayam and Ashuchihi. So a person can never see that as one. But yet people see it as one. See the Atma as the Atman and the Deham as one. Therefore, this is what is called as ignorance. So he continues, Shankara. Atma prakashaka swachho dehas tamasa uchyate tayo raikyam prapashyanti kimajnana mataparam. So Atma prakashakah. Atman is prakasham, prakashamayam. That means it is light in nature. It is like sun. It is self-luminous. It is the light of the yadaditya gatam tejo jagadvasayate kilam yachandramasi yachagnau tat tejo viddi mamakam. So the Atman is the light of all lights. That means it is prakashamayam. It is light. Anything that is conscious is light, because consciousness alone can throw light on other entities, that by making other entities existence. Consciousness alone has this quality. Since the Atma has already been explained by Shankara as Jnanamayam, or consciousness in nature, therefore it is Prakasham. Prakashakaha, it is Prakashamayam. It is Swayam Prakasham, it illumines itself as well as it illumines all other entities. And Swachaha. Swachaha is again the same as Punyaha or pure. We can also say that Swacho Prakashakaha, it is the purest light. It is the purest light because it is the light of all lights. Therefore, it is purer than even the light that we can imagine. Whereas Dehaha Tamasaha, Dehaha is darkness. Akashaha is Atman is Atman is Prakashamayam, whereas Dehaha is Tamasamayam. So Atman is Prakashakaha, whereas Deham is Tamasa. So Atman is the illuminator, Atman is light, whereas Deham is darkness. Yet people consider it as one. Tayor Aikyam Prapashyanti, people see them as one, as that people see the identity of both. Kim Ajnana Mataparam, there is no ignorance other than, there is no other ignorance than this. So Shankara again continues and concludes this analysis with the final two qualities of the Atman as well as the Dev. Atma nityo hi sadvrupo, deho nityo hi asanmayah, tayo raikyam prapashyanti, kim ajnanamataparam. Atma nityo hi sadrupo. So Atman is nityah. Nityah means eternal, beyond time. And sadrupo, it is sat in nature, it is existence in nature. Atma is eternal and existence in nature. Both go hand in hand. Eternality. So Krishna in Gita defines Sat and Asat as Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na abhavo vidyate sataha. Sat is that which exists beyond time. Asat is that which never exists. So Atma is Nityam. Atma is eternal. And therefore it is Sadrupam. So Atma is eternal as well as Sadrupam, whereas Deham is Anityam and Asanmayam. So it is Asat and Anityam, changing, therefore it is unreal. And yet people see the identity of both of these. There is nothing other than this which we can term as ignorance. Ignorance is considering the Nitya Atma, the Sadrupa Atma, as the same with Anitya Deham and Asanmaya Deham. So till now Shankara has given for these five shlokas Shankara has given 10 qualities of the Atman which a person can contemplate at all times. So a person has to always contemplate and do vicharam on the nature of Atman and the nature of Deham. So when a person contemplates on the nature of the Atman as well as Deham, Atma and Deham, then he'll be able to do apavadam, negate both of those. When that happens, then he'll always be contemplating that I am the Atman, I am Brahman, I am blissful in nature. That is what is called as moksha. I have been using the words Atman and Atma interchangeably. Ideally, in English, the word used is Atman and Brahman. Whereas in other languages, even in Sanskrit, we use Atma and Brahman. So that's why I'm finding it tough to use both words. At times, Atma word comes, at times Atman comes. So you can understand that both the words are the same. Though Paramata or any other Acharya would have used one word consistently, there is nothing in words, so that which comes to my mouth, I use that. So that's a fault. Maybe I'll try to use the word Atman rather than Atma. So the 10 qualities that Shankara gave is, the Atman is vinishkalam, without parts, ekaha, it is one alone. Niyamakaha, it is the controller. Antaha, it is internal. Jnanamayaha, it is consciousness in nature. Punyaha, it is pure. Prakashakaha, it is prakashamayam, illumining in nature. Swachaha, it is pure, always pure. Nityaha, it is eternal, unchanging. Sat avyayaha, so that is eternal. Avyayaha is eternal. Sadrupo, it is of the nature of Sat, existence in nature, whereas the Deham is the opposite. So Deham is Bahubihi, many. Avrataha, part with parts. Bahyaha, it's external. Niyamyakaha, it is the that which is controlled. Mamsamayaha, it is Jadamayam or Mamsamayam. Ashuchihi, it is impure. It is Tamasa, it is Anityam and Asat in nature. Whereas the Atman is contrary to that. So that Atman which is Sat in nature, Satchidanandam in nature, is my nature. So a person who sees both as same, he is in utter ignorance. That ignorance, or this ignorance which makes him see both these like as one. So this vision of seeing both as one is what is called as Adhyasam, which is the cause of all sorrow, which is Anartha Hetu, which is the cause of sorrow and suffering in the world. So if a person wants like to get out of sorrow and suffering in the world, then he has to do Apavadam. He has to split the Atman from the Anatman and then always contemplate that I am the Atman. Aham Brahmasmi, Sarvam Brahmamayam, Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Brahman is real, the Jagat is an illusion. That illusory Jagat, that Anitya Deham, not only the Deham, the Anitya Antakkaranam, the Anitya Jagat, Anitya Vishayam of the Jagat, all those I am not. Then who am I? I am Nama Rupa Vivarjita Brahma or Brahman. I am that Brahman which is devoid of Nama Rupam, that Brahman which is Advitiyam, that Brahman which is Ananda Rupam. So whenever a person sees like the world, then he will know that this world is Nama Rupam alone. Nama Rupam is Anityam, Nama Rupam is Asat, Nama Rupam is Mithya, Nama Rupam is Tamas in nature, whereas the underlying substratum is Brahman, which is my nature. So though an entity might be giving me happiness or sorrow at the empirical level, though I might be enjoying things or having aversion towards things, having kamam towards things, having krodham towards things, yet I have kama krodham only to the nama rupam. Because kamam and krodham towards nama rupam cannot be avoided. If we have nama rupam, then we will have either kamam or krodham. But internally, I may have to show kamam as well as krodham in order to get away from people, in order to live in the world. Yet, internally, I'll always be focusing on Brahma Satyam. I'll be focusing that the Nama Rupam is Mithya, that Deham is Mithya, that Vishayam that I am experiencing is Mithya, whereas the Atman is Nityam. And I am that Nitya Atman. Aham Atma Tadaham Natra Sandeho. That I am. That Atman which is blissful in nature, that Atman which is a substratum of Namarupam, that I am. When such a person follows it, then though he may be having Kama Krodham at the empirical level in order to sustain life, internally his mind will be always in Samabhavana. It will be in equanimity. It will be seeing oneness everywhere. It will be always calm. It will be like the Nistaranga Jalarahi Nishchalam. It will be like still water of the ocean, of the waveless ocean. So it will be like the stilled water, stilled state of the water in the ocean without waves. That will be the state of the mind. In such a state, where the mind is without any thought, dite, Tasmin vritti shunyam manas tishtati mukavat etat padam vasishtena ramaya bahuderitam. Drishyam nastiti bodena manaso drishyam मनसो दृश्यमार्जनम् संपन्नम् चेत् तदुत्पन्ना परा निर्वाण निर्वृत्तिः. दिस् इस् वाट् विद्यारण्य सेस् इन् पञ्चदशी, द्वैत विवेकम् आफ् पञ्चदशी. हि सेस् लैक् जिते तस्मिन् वृत्तिशून्यं मनस्तिष्ठति मूकवत्. लैक् ए पर्सन् हू केनाट् स्पीक् एनिथिङ्ग्, द मैण्ड् when devoid of all thoughts, when it is still, when it is like an ocean without waves, it is like this, like a dumb person who cannot speak. This has been explained in etat padam vasishtena ramaya bahudheritam. So this state of like motionless of the mind, motionless mind, has been explained in many ways by Vasishta to Rama. And what does he mention there? दृश्यं नास्ति इति बोधेन मनसो दृश्यमार्जनम्. विद् द बोधम, विद् द कन्विक्षन् दट् दर् इस् नो दृश्य, विद् द कन्विक्षन् दट् दर् इस् नो नामरूपम्, विद् द कन्विक्षन् दट् नामरूपम् इस् मिथ्या, मनसो दृश्यमार्जनम्. द दृश्यं, द नामरूपं हेस् टु बि नेगेटेड् फ्रम् द मैण्ड्. That means the mind has to contemplate on Brahma Satyam. When Namarupam are negated, what remains behind is Brahman. So, when the Namarupam is negated, then what remains behind is Brahman alone. And Sampannam Che Tadutpanna Para Nirvana Nirvruti. At that time, the person will gain like Para Nirvana Nirvruti, that state of Nirvanam, supreme Nirvanam or supreme blissful state. That will be achieved by a person always contemplating on the difference between the Atman and the Anatman, therefore always contemplating that I am the Atman. We'll continue tomorrow.